Welcome back to DeetNB College. Today we're building something that sits right in the sweet spot of old-school jungle and modern Ableton workflow. A Midnight Amen-style jungle arp, not a glossy trance arpeggiator, not a huge lead, but a sharp, haunted little melodic fragment that brings motion, tension, and identity without stepping on the kick, snare, break, or bass. The important thing to understand right away is this. Don't design the arp in isolation. Start with the drum context first. Get your kick, snare, and a basic break pattern moving at around 170 to 174 BPM, and leave real space for the riff to answer the groove instead of constantly filling every gap. In jungle and old school DNB, the melodic hook only works if the rhythm around it feels believable. The break is the engine, and the arp is the ghost riding on top of it. Now let's build the sound. You can do this with a stock Ableton synth like Waveeatable, Analog, or Operator. Waveeatable is a great starting point because it's flexible, but if you want a more raw old-school edge, Operator can get you there fast too. Start simple. Choose a saw-leaning or pulse-leaning oscillator, keep unison modest, and don't overdo the detune. You want character, not a giant super saw cloud. After the synth, put on an auto filter, then a saturator, and if needed, a light echo or a reverb at the end. That's already enough to create the vibe if you make good choices. For the tone, keep the waveform plain and let the processing do the work. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack, a medium short decay, low to medium sustain, and a short release. That gives the arp its pluck. If the sound is too polite, add saturation for edge. If it's already noisy, back off and let the filter do the shaping. A strong first decision here is choosing between a rougher, more sampled feeling tone with more saturation, or a smoother, more polished tone with less dirt. Both work, but the first one often feels more authentic for jungle. Now write the actual motif. Keep it short. One bar or two bars is enough. Five notes or fewer is often plenty. That's the mindset. You are not writing a long melody. You're writing a fragment that can loop, breathe, and evolve across the arrangement. Stay in a minor tonality. Use the root, minor third, fifth, octave, and maybe one tension note like a flattened second or seventh if the key supports it. The goal is to feel memorable without becoming too complete. What to listen for here is simple. Does the loop already have a pulse before any extra processing? If it sounds like a random arpeggiated chord, simplify it. If it feels like a strong little phrase with a clear contour, you're on the right track. Next, shape the rhythm. This is where the arp starts to feel like jungle instead of just synth movement. Don't lock every note onto a straight 16th grid unless that's really serving the break. Try leaving small gaps. Let the notes land around the beat in a way that leans into the drums. A good pattern might hit beat 1, the offbeat after 1, beat 2, then a pickup into the next bar. Keep the notes short enough that each hit articulates cleanly. Usually 1/16 to 1/8 note lengths are a good zone. What to listen for is the relationship with the snare. The arp should support the groove, not smother the backbeat. If your snare starts losing crack, the arp is probably sitting too much in the same rhythmic pocket or too much in the same mid-range space. Now we get into tone shaping with the filter. Put auto filter after the synth and automate the cutoff across the arrangement. Start darker than you think. In the intro or breakdown, keep it low and moody. Then open it gradually as the section builds. That movement matters more than constant brightness. In a jungle tune, tension usually comes from opening up over time, not from leaving everything exposed right away. Keep resonance under control. A touch can give you a nice plink, but too much resonance turns the sound into a whistle that fights the break and any vocal or top line elements. If you want more movement, use filter automation over 2-bar or 4-bar phrases. That kind of macro movement feels musical and old school. It feels intentional. Why this works in DNB is because the drums and bass are already doing a lot of the movement for you. The arp doesn't need to wobble constantly. It just needs to create direction. It should tell the listener, we're moving somewhere now. Then bring in grit and space carefully. A solid stock chain here is synth into auto filter into saturator into EQ8, then a light echo if needed. If the source is already bright, you may want EQ8 before saturation instead. High pass the sound somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't compete with the sub. If there's mud around 250 to 500 Hz, trim a little. If it gets spiky, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz, make a controlled dip there. Don't overdo the delay. A short, tempo-synced echo with low feedback and filtered repeats can add atmosphere without washing out the groove. If the repeat starts stepping on the snare or blurring the break, shorten them or reduce the send. In this style, clarity wins. Always. Now, before you go any further, test the arp with the full drums and bass playing. This is the real checkpoint. Solo can lie to you. A part that feels huge on its own can fall apart the second the bass line enters. Listen for whether the ARP leaves enough room for the snare crack, whether it clashes with the bass octave, and whether the break's ghost notes and hats are still readable. What to listen for here is whether the groove gets bigger or smaller when the ARP comes in. If the track suddenly feels smaller, the ARP is probably too wide, too bright, or too busy. The fix is usually less note density, less width, or a darker filter setting. Not more volume. More volume is almost never the answer. Stereo strategy matters a lot too. For this kind of part, keep the core of the ARP focused. The main notes should translate in mono. You can add a subtle stereo halo with delay or a light effect, but don't make the wide part carry the actual identity of the riff. If the core disappears in mono, the width is doing too much. A good rule is to keep the synth itself fairly centered and let the spatial feel come from filtered delay or a very controlled stereo effect on the higher content only. That gives you width without sacrificing punch. In heavy drum sections, narrower is often better. In intros and breakdowns, you can open things out a little more. Just be deliberate. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the difference between a loop and a real DNB idea becomes obvious. Don't think of the ARP as something that repeats forever. Think of it as a phrase that changes over time. Build at least a 32-bar arc. Start filtered and dark in the intro. Open it a little more in the next section. Push the tension harder before the drop. Then when the drop lands, either strip the ARP back or use it in little call and response gaps between the drums and bass. A really strong old-school move is to mute the ARP for one bar right before the drop. That little absence makes the re-entry feel way bigger. Another smart move is to bring it back in the second 8 bars of the drop with a tiny change, like one note lifted an octave or a different ending note. That keeps the section evolving without losing the hook. And this is one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. The ARP should behave like a sectional device, not a constant layer. In the intro, it can feel like a filtered signal from another room. In the build, it can open up and build pressure. In the drop, it can answer the drums rather than overpower them. That's how you keep it useful in a real arrangement. If the ARP still feels too clean at this point, don't just pile on more effects. Often the best move is to print it to audio and edit the result. Once you've committed it, you can chop the tail, reverse a fragment, trim a note that feels late, or create a tiny fill version for transitions. That resampling mindset is very much part of the old-school jungle workflow. Treat it like a sampled phrase, and you'll get closer to the attitude of the style. A few extra details can make a big difference. Velocity shaping can bring life to the line. Accent one or two notes and leave others softer so it feels like a phrase, not a machine. You can also try a broken grid variation, where one note is nudged a little off the grid or one ending note is removed. That can make the ARP feel more human and more rooted in jungle's chopped sample energy. And remember, the sub area is sacred. If the ARP needs more weight, give it harmonics in the mid-range instead of adding low end. Let the bass own the fundamentals. The ARP's job is to create identity and motion, not to fill the bottom of the mix. What to listen for in the final check is this: when the drums and bass are playing, does the ARP still feel like part of the record? Does it help the groove move forward? Does it keep its shape at lower listening volume? If it vanishes entirely when things get dense, the mid-range identity is too weak. If it gets harsh, the top end is overcooked. If it feels too wide and hollow in mono, narrow it down. A good way to finish is to make 3 versions: a dark intro pass, a main drop pass, and a slightly chopped or degraded pass for fills and transitions. That gives you arrangement flexibility without having to rebuild the sound every time. Keep the motif the same and change only one thing at a time, like octave, ending note, filter position, or note length. That's usually enough. So to wrap it up, a Midnight Amen-style jungle ARP is short, dark, rhythmic, and arranged with intent. Build it against the drums, keep the low end clean, use filter and saturation for character, and phrase it like a real section of a tune instead of a loop that just runs forever. The best version should feel haunted, punchy, and DJ-friendly, like a ghostly engine driving the groove. Now take the mini-challenge and make it real. Build a 1-bar or 2-bar motif with 5 notes or fewer, make a darker version and a brighter version, and choose the one that actually works with the drums and bass. Then turn that into a 16-bar loop with a filtered intro, an open drop version, and one small variation. If you want to push further, do the full 24-bar sketch and bounce the best version to audio. Don't overthink it. Make the phrase strong. Keep the arrangement moving and let the groove do the heavy lifting. That's the jungle way.